עלישו חלק בייס דף מם גימל, פרק שישי, the sixth chapter, שני היצרים, the two יצרים. בחלק הראשון של ספר עלישו הערכנו די בדעת עצמנו. So in the first volume of עלישו, we elaborated sufficiently about self-knowledge. כאן נזכור בקצרה, here we're going to briefly scan הסקוי חויס הפועלים בנו, the various forces active within us, כדי שיסבאר שיעור כמסה של אדם בשלמות, in order to clarify a person's stature completely. ונשחיל ביסוד גדול שהציב הגאון רב חיים ברוח חיים, so we'll begin with the fundamental idea that רב חיים מוולוז'ין presents in his commentary to פרקי אבות, על מסניסים דבן עזאי, on the Mishnah where בן עזאי says, הווי רץ למצווה קלה, you should run towards an easy mitzvah, וברח מן עבירה, and escape, flee from עבירה. מהמשנה נראה שעבירה רודפת אחרי האדם. The Mishnah appears to give the impression that עבירות pursue a person, אשר על כן הוא צריך לברוח ממנה, therefore he has to flee from it. It's running after him. והמצווה בורחת ממנו. In contrast, the mitzvah flees from him, לכן הוא צריך לרוץ אחריה. He has to pursue it. It seems to be an onerous injunction over here. למה הוא כך? Why is it so? הגאון רב חיים מברס, רב חיים מברלושן explains, האדם מיוסד על כוח הבחירה. The foundation of a human being is the ability to choose. הבחירה מחייבת שהיצר הטוב והיצר רע יהיה כוחם שווה. And that principle ensures, it obligates that the יצר הטוב והיצר רע should be equally weighted. אם גם המצווה תרדוף אחרי האדם כמו עבירה, if a mitzvah had to pursue a person like the עבירה, כולם יעדיפו לעשות את המצוויס. Then everyone would prefer to just do מצוויס, כי נשמס אדם הרי קרובה למצוויס, because the person's soul is close to מצוויס. It's rooted in הקדוש ברוך הוא, ובטלה הבחירה. And בחירה would be ineffective then. אם שתיהן, המצווה והעבירה, לא יתרדוף נחי אדם, if both, מצוויס and עבירה would not pursue the person, שוב יהיה יד היצר על התחתונה. Once again, היצר would be at a disadvantage, כי כולם יבחרו לעשות מצוויס. Again, everyone would choose to do מצוויס. It wouldn't be balanced. לכן עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא כך. Therefore, הקדוש ברוך הוא made it in such a way שהעבירה תרדוף והמצווה תברח. The עבירה pursues us, מצווה flees from us, ובזה הבחירה שקולה בית אדם. And then the situation of equal choice, because natural הנשמה is closer to מצוויס, so overall things are balanced out. הגר"א קובע בקיצור נמרץ, the גאון מווילנה puts it very briefly, but the same idea. הקדושה צריך יגיעה רבה להשיגה. קדושה requires immense toil to attain, אבל הסיטרא אחרא הוא להפך. The סיטרא אחרא is the opposite. So previously we gave the idea of the escalator. If you stand still on the escalator, it just pulls you down. It just goes. You don't need to make effort. To go up, you need to make an effort. You really need to go against the stream as the escalator is going down. But if you just want to go down and just stand still, without any effort, it will pull you down. אם נסעמק בדבר זה נמצא באור גדול. If we go deeply into this matter, we'll find a great light. מה מושך כל כך את האדם בעבירה עד שירדפת אחריו? What is it that is so attractive about עבירות? To the point where Chazal described it as the Avera pursuing the person. It's the power of imagination, of fantasy, that power that human beings have. It paints before the person all sorts of ways, pleasures of fulfilling his yetzer, but with such clarity, to the point where the seduction almost forces a person to transgress. It doesn't have to be mamash, a physical pleasure. It could be something that everyone's doing. Kmo ofna chadasha. A new fashion. Yeah, new gadgets. Now, everyone has to have this gadget. It's absolutely this particular electronic device or that one. Whatever it is. The Yetzer Hara makes a person feel that if he doesn't have that, he'll be the most wretched of all people. Everyone will despise him. If you don't have the latest model, it's just insufferable. That's how we are made to feel about the Yetzer Hara. This too, not just physical pleasures, mamash, this to this peer pressure, this negative peer pressure to have the latest and the most up to date, is such a strong seduction. It's taken for granted by people that you have to have it. You know, no, nobody really analyzes it. Everyone's got it. If everyone has it, I must have it also. In contrast, the dimyon does not seduce us to do mitzvahs. If a person standing in the queue in the bank, it's very rare, if it ever happens, he's fantasizing about how he's going to get back to the base of Midrash and learn the daf. It's just people don't fantasize in that way. We don't see it. If anything, you'll daydream there about whatever it is, a chocolate cake or whatever. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Omar Atzeil Shachal Baderech. The lazy person says there's a lion there. Ari ben Arichovois, a lion there, it's dangerous. Zeu tziyur shadimyon himtzioi, things that the dimyon invents, all sorts of imaginary obstacles and dangers. V'chach hadimyon mashkites ha-matzpun ha-nirtam ha-evera. That's how dimyon sedates, you know, placates the conscience, which naturally recoils from averois. As Rabbi Yisrael Miseran says, dimyonoi moilechoi sheivav. His dimyon just leads him astray. Bederech leiv. Just in the path of his whims, bal yechas mehasid avadai, so that he's not afraid of the future which is coming. He knows the consequences. Eis yishpoit Hashem al kol mifalav, when Hashem judges him for all of his deeds. So in summary, hare ha'avera roidefes achayinu b'kocha dimyon. When Chazal said that averois pursue us, it means with the power of dimyon. It's constantly those visions of and thoughts about what we have to have and how wondrous it is and how attractive. V'amitzvah borachos mitanu, mitzvahs also flee from us, gam ken migimasadino, also as a result of dimyoin. Sham ha-dimyoin kesem, v'chanu matya. There, in the area of averois, dimyoin seduces. It's beautiful. V'chan, in the area of mitzvahs, umartya, it repels. Lama hu kach? Why is this so? Say Chazal, it's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Beis, Tana. Isha chemes malei tzoa ufia malei dam, ve'akul ratzin achareya. This is an example, it's a prototype, that a woman is a physical thing, chemes malei tzoa, literally like a container, the containers that they had in the old days, not an earthenware container, but the skins, you know, a skin bottle, those types of things. So a container full of excrement, whose opening is full of blood, and yet everyone runs after her. So Rashi explains, Im loy al pigzeras melech, were it not through a decree of the king, were it not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardwires a man's mind to be attracted to this physical creature, lo hayisar ruya lisavo yisla, there would not be any desire whatsoever. It would be like pursuing whatever. A cow. That's how we would look at it, without any desire whatsoever. It's a body, and there's a chemical factory within it. Nonetheless, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardwires a man to be attracted, and everyone runs after women. This physical attraction of a woman, it's the decree of the king. That's how he created men. This is a continuation of Gemara. When we said this pasuk, Yaki Hu Omar Vayeh, he said, and that's how it was, the Isha. Meaning, when he created, he hardwired this into the world. Hu Tziva Vayamoid Elu Banim. Says the author, Belig Zeras Melech, were it not for that, Lo Haya Makoim Klalis Avo Yisela. There wouldn't be any room for this physical attraction. Mamash would look at it as a cow. Who feels an attraction towards a cow? You know, it's just a... There's no room over here for lust. It was the decree of the king that we should be imbued with this dimyon that makes it so powerful. This attractiveness is so powerful that everyone just pursues women, and it's just the most powerful attraction. Again, I said that's a prototype, and that's what the author now says. Mikan binyan av lechol inyan erilam. It's a prototype for all inyanim like that. Gam es oilam nosan bilibam. Again, it's a pasuk in Chazal comment. Ahavas oilam nosan bilibam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, hardwires within us, certain attractions towards things. The pasuk in Bereshit is v'nei toiv me'oid. V'nei toiv ze adam. That's one pshat. When Hashem saw his creation, toiv ze adam. V'nei toiv ze yetzer toiv. Me'oid ze yetzer ra. And the pasuk says toiv me'oid ze yetzer ra. Ask Chazal, v'ch yetzer hara toiv me'oid? What, the yetzer hara is very good? Yeah, there is a function to it. Ela lelamedcha, she'ilu lo yetzer hara, if not for it, lo yibana adam bayis, a person would not establish a home, ve'lo nasa isha, would never marry, ve'lo yelid bani, wouldn't bring children to the world. She'ken shleimo yemer, ki hikin as ish mere'eu. And there's a certain envy that also drives us to do things, to accomplish, like other people are accomplishing. Gam es oilam nosan bilibam, again that pasuk, ahavas oilam nosan bilibam, ahavas tinokois nosan bilibam. Another pshat is that we have love for infants and for toddlers. Mashal lemad amar dome, we compare it to this, lemelech shilo shnei banim, a king had two children, echad gadol vechad katan. So the one is older and the one is a toddler. Hagadol mechabed, so objectively, rationally, the older one honors him and speaks to him with respect. Hakatan metanef, the toddler is making a mess, noise, mess, all. Afalpichnu heves hakatan yosem en hagadol. Nonetheless, there's a natural attraction that we have towards toddlers. It's hardwired into the world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it for his purposes. We should be busy building the world. And therefore, with all the difficulty of caring for a toddler and all the balagan that they create, there's a love that we have towards young children. This is from Koheles Rabbah. The author now elaborates, Harei lulei kin as ish mereu, if not for a certain envy that Hashem implants within us, lo haya nivnei olam, people wouldn't create, wouldn't innovate, wouldn't build. But part of it is envy, that we want to do what other people do and accomplish and to perhaps do better. V'chach kol ha-yetzarim droshim nivnei olam, all the yetzarim are needed for the world to be built. Lachen yetzara hu toiv me'oid, and that's why Chazal comment, it's Chazal above in the Midrash, yetzara is toiv me'oid. Ach, however, ha-yetzer me'orer dimyonos. The problem is the yetzer ignites dimyonos. All sorts of fantasies and visions, ve'em po'alim ba'adam, they're active within us, ve'gam le'avera mesisim esu. And they also seduce us towards averois. Mitzvois rotzim limno'o mimeno. And the dimyonos want to prevent us from doing mitzvois. Ve'shuv, let me make the point again. Be'etzem en kan kol tam le'avera. If you look at it rationally, like we said above about a woman's body, this physical entity, rationally there's no reason for it. And here too, gadoil mechabed v'katam etanef. If you look at it rationally, the older child is tidy and is respectful and everything. The little child is just creating a constant balagan. Ein kan kol tam le'ov davke sakatan. There's no rational reason here to love the younger one more. Elech shekzeras melechim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardwired it into people's brains. Ve'im b'inanei b'inan olamach. If this is true for creating and building the world, בדברים שבני אדם עצמם ימצאו על החס כמה וכמה. So when it comes to things that people themselves have invented, all the more. So then it's exaggerated manifold. ומויס העולם המציאו תענוגים. ומויס העולם have invented all sorts of pleasures and distractions. שאין בהם שום ממש. They have no content whatsoever. There's no substances whatsoever. רק דמיון. It's pure דמיון. גירויים של דמיון. It's a seduction and the stimulations of dimyon. Yeah, we've said before that the extreme example of this is pornography, where there's no actual pleasure whatsoever. It's not even like food. Food, when a person has certain fantasies about it, there's something, even if it's junk food, there's at least something that one gets of substance, or albeit very little. The ultimate expression of what the author is speaking about is pornography, where it's just the dimyon being stimulated and nothing besides that. All there is attraction. It's just a magnetism. Umamashus ayim. No substance whatsoever. The person who allows himself to be dragged after this, milui einu mekabel. He does not become full. There's no satisfaction because there's nothing to it. What it does is make the spark of attraction stronger and stronger and stronger. This is what Chazal described in that Gemara. The more you try to satisfy this, the hungrier you become. the soid, and it's also the idea behind this pasuk in Nitzavim, leman sefis haravais etzimei'ah, but you're like drinking salt water. Just makes one, for momentary, for an instant, one feels satisfaction, and then the thirst is even worse. And he points out to look at the Ramban there. V'soid melech evyoin, it's also the idea behind this expression that we use to describe Yetzirah, melech evyoin, an impoverished king. B'piyot liyom alef de rosh hashanah b'musaf. Melech is called a melech al-idei koch ha-mishicha shelo, because it's so powerful. It's really a strong pool, and therefore it's called a king. V'evyoin, but was it impoverished? Batanugim ha-medumim shumesen, because all the pleasures it gives are imaginary. It's like, what do you call these things? These three-dimensional virtual reality, that type of thing. It's virtual. There's no reality to it. It's mamash virtual reality. Hein lulei koach ha-mishicha, if not for this power of attraction, af echad lo haya bocher b'divrei ha'olam. Nobody would choose to be involved in the world, and certainly not in avera. V'cholam yirotzim l'mitzvos. We'd all run to mitzvos, you could see. So you've got, on the one hand, a simple, straightforward, nutritious, but unattractive apple. And on the other hand, you've got this virtual reality picture of this feast with 13 courses and the most magnificent things. But, and it's very attractive, but there's nothing there. The moment you flick off the switch, it disappears. Aval. Now, the other side. Ha'im le'mitzvah in koach meshicha. Do mitzvahs not have any attraction at all? Ha'lo yiramchal kosev. The Ramchal writes, this is in Mesidras Yesharim, early in the book. V'omnam re'uy lo, what's appropriate for a human being, she'tiyeh kol p'niyasu rak l'boreh l'sborach, that he should turn towards the Creator only. That should be his entire preoccupation. V'shelo hiyeh lo tachlis acher, that a person should have no purpose other than this. Ela l'hiskarev elav l'sborach, to become nearer and nearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad she'imashech acharav k'varzel acher even ha'sheves, to the point where the individual becomes like a piece of iron drawn by a magnet. Uchlal gadol b'yadeinu, we have an important principle, the author mentions this in numerous places, ki ein melitzois b'misilas yesherim. There are no turns of phrase or exaggerations or phrases in misilas yesherim. He means it literally. V'chol devarav divrei kabbalah amitis, and all his words are true words of Kabbalah. So we see from this, if the purpose is to be like a piece of iron drawn to a magnet, that's the mashal for us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hare yesh li kedusha meshicha magnetit mamash. So the Ramchal is teaching us that kedusha does have a magnetic pull. So how do we resolve this? Kan ha'evdel ben mitzvah v'avera. This is the difference between a mitzvah and an avera. Be mitzvah yesh ta'anug shel mamash. Mitzvah has substance. The pleasure is real. Umi she'ta'am ta'amoyen, somebody who's managed to taste it, magnet is drawn to it like iron is drawn to a magnet. Aval koach meshicha shel hadimyon hifkia HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimena. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken away the attractive ability of dimyon from a mitzvah. Like we said before, we don't sit around and fantasize about the next time we're going to put on a tzitzis. No, we don't do such a thing. The dimyon isn't there. But when one does it, the substance is there. The pleasure is real. In contrast, le'avera yesh meshicha chazaka mitzad ha'dimyon. Avera has immensely powerful pull as far as dimyon is concerned. Aval ta'anug shelo mamash ein ba, but no actual pleasure. It's momentary at best. That's the difference between them. Talmidav shel Avraham Avinu, he's quoting Chazal over here, paraphrasing Chazal. Oichlim ha'olam hazeh v'nochalim ha'olam haba. So talmidav shel Avraham Avinu, v'hev olam hazeh, v'hev olam haba, shenema le'anchil o yehavai yeish, the pasuk says. Yeish connotes substance. The pasuk says, le'anchil o yehavai, I have what to give to those who love me. There's yeish. V'otzrosem amaleya, will fill up their treasuries. It's, by the way, this pasuk of Chazal Darshan, that le'olam haba, every tzaddik will get 310 olamois, 310 worlds. Yeish is the gematria of 310. Aval talmidav shel Bil'am ha'rasha, Yorshim Gehenoim V'yordim Liv'er Shachas. That's the difference. Yesh is substance and Shachas is just empty. So the author explains, Betzad HaKadusha Yesh Ta'anugim Shel Mamash U'Milui Amiti. On the side of Kadusha, there's real pleasure. There's real satisfaction. Ta'anug amiti vidun gadol. That's again the words of the Ramchal. True pleasure. Betzad ha'tuma en kolele. Betzad ha'tuma, you don't have anything like that. Just attraction. Vehine, mi she'ischil lit'oim ta'ama shel kedusha. So somebody who starts to taste it, nimshach be'emes achar kevarzel achar magnet. He is drawn to it. He's drawn to it like an iron is drawn to a magnet. Aval lifnei shetam, this is the catch. Before actually tasting the kedusha, ein dimyon kosimlo. There's no, we don't fantasize about kedusha. Ve'en meshicha magnetit ela kedusha mogesh. We don't feel a magnetic pull towards kedusha. That's the catch. One has to actually pursue it, actually feel it and taste it, and then one is drawn to it. Zeu shivui hamishkal b'nei yetzer tov v'yetzer ra. This is the balance that Hashem created, that we began discussing at the beginning of this chapter. That's the balance between yetzer ra v'yetzer tov. Ilu hayu akol ratzin achare mitzvah. Had we been created in such a way that we all pursue mitzvahs, we all run after the gzeras melech, and that would be hardwired into us, k'moy shiratzim achare yofi dimini, like we run after all sorts of imaginary things, like you said before, the latest gadget or the latest house or this particular type of car. If we had that type of drive towards mitzvahs, ha'isamis b'teres ha'bechira. Bechira would be just negated. Ki af echad lo haya pone elin en elam. And nobody would care about the world, just run after the mitzvahs. And similarly, v'chein, im gam ha'avera ha'isam ufkas mikoach ha'meshicha, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would remove that magnetic attraction from averois, shuv af echad lo haya pone elin. Nobody would turn to averois. Ha'isamis b'teres ha'bechira. Bechira would be null and void. Furthermore, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, v'amitzvah lo rak shein ha'dimyon moshech elia. Not only are we not attracted to it by fantasy, elei gam boirachas meha'adam, the Mishnah said, it flees from the person, to the point where we need to pursue it. Zeo, that's the meaning of this chazal in Megillah Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara asks, "Mai ve'af apecha yishirul negdecha?" The pasuk says, "Your eyelids should be straight ahead." Elu divrei Torah. On the level of Jewish, it's referring to divrei Torah. Dichsibu hataif einecha boi ve'einenu. Rashi explains that if you just close your eyes for a moment, you forget it immediately. Meaning, ruchaniyus ha-Torah hidakus. Ruchaniyus of the Torah is subtle. The gashmius elam higasus. Gashmius is coarse. Dakus boirachas migasus. You can't have the two coexisting. When there's vulgarity, when there's grossness, when there's gashmius, then the subtlety of Ruchanius disappears. And that's why Chazal described the mitzvah as escaping, as fleeing from the person. Adkan.